at my 3 weeks old, I stopped breathing. My mom called my dad. My dad sprint over here. He picked me up. He put me on the counter table and just started giving me CPR while one of my sisters starts calling 911. And then the doctors finally found out that I had a stroke. The doctors told my parents that I would never be able to walk or talk.
And it was either we accepted that he couldn't do things, or we figured out ways that he could do things.
A few years ago on Easter Sunday, I got the opportunity to tell my miracle. And so I just got to be able to tell it in front of whole 900 people. When I got to the part where the doctor said, well, he might be able to walk, but he'll never be able to run, I dropped the mic and ran a lap around my church.
Oh, what's up?
You remember me?
Okay, well, come on. Was that a real question? Come on now.
I figured you should hear your song in person. I think that's a good plan. What do you think?
Yeah.
Good? So can I hang out with you for a little bit?
Sure.
Show me around your place?
Stay as long as you want.
Oh, all right. I'm moving in. Is that cool?
Sure.
Let me tell you about William. He's been fighting battles since day one. The doctor said his life was over, yeah, before it had begun. They said he'd never walk, but now he walks. They said he'd never talk, but now he talks. I guess you could say he's a living, breathing, walking miracle. And then there's Veronica with the sign in the second row. Said even cancer couldn't stop me from coming to your show. I guess I never thought we'd meet again, but the very next year we met again. I guess you could say she's a living, breathing, walking miracle. Oh, they're all around us everywhere we go. The proof that we should never give up hope. 'Cause we serve a God who turns impossible into living, breathing, walking miracles. This is for the fighter. We're celebrating 6 months clean. For the marriage that was over, but somehow God redeemed anyone who's been up against the odds, just to find out there's a God who's making us all living, breathing, walking miracles. Oh, they're all around us everywhere we go. The proof that we should never give up hope. 'Cause we serve a God who turns impossible into living, breathing, walking miracles. Let me tell you about you, yeah you. Do you know that you're amazing? A one in a million masterpiece that's in the making. You might think, not me, but every single breath that you breathe is saying you are a living, breathing, walking miracle. Yeah.
One thing I want to say to you guys at home right now is, one, keep your head up, keep fighting those battles, and remember, Philippians 4:13 says, I should do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So just keep fighting those battles, just keep fighting them, and you'll get there one day where you don't be looking down at those bullies and be stronger than them.